Poison parsnip is an invasive plant that has spread widely across eastern Ontario. It was brought here by European settlers and has been part of our landscape since the 1940s. To explain what it is and why it matters, we spoke with Andy Steffen from South Nation Conservation, who holds a master's degree in biology.
So poison parsnip is just the common name for parsnip, which is Pastanaca sativa, when it escapes into the wild. So it's actually the exact same species as the parsnip you buy at the grocery store. It just has escaped from the garden or the farm and has kind of become a nuisance. Originally, it came from Eurasia and it was brought over to Ontario by early European settlers as a food crop, and it did not take long for it to kind of get out into the wild. Because parsnip was brought over so early, it has become well established in eastern Ontario. So it's been here since at least the 1940s. Year to year, you can kind of see differences as it spreads to new areas or the weather is better or worse for it. Parsnip does particularly well in dry drought conditions because it has that really long taproot. So the current weather has definitely done it some favors.
Andy Steffen also explains why this plant is dangerous to people and what steps to take if you come into contact with its sap.
So the sap of the plant contains something called furanocoumarins, which is basically a chemical that if it gets on your skin, it causes phytophotodermatitis, which is a fancy way of saying that if you get the sap on your skin and then sunlight hits it, it can burn you. If you've ever heard of margarita burns, it's actually the same chemical because it's also found in citrus fruits like limes, it's found in celery and carrots, but in parsnip leaves, it's at a slightly higher concentration, so it can cause burns a little bit more quickly. So the burns are pretty bad. It's not like poison ivy. It's not a rash. It's like a burn. So it can cause redness. It can cause really painful blisters. And it also leaves, even after it kind of heals, it leaves like a dark stain-like scar. I have a coworker who got a parsnip burn in May and she still has the marks on her arms. And it can last quite a long time. So definitely it's something worth being careful with. So I would recommend reacting as quickly as you can. Number one is get out of the sun and wash it off with soap and water. Some people I've seen use hand sanitizer, which can be okay to kind of get it off your skin, like if you need to buy time, but it is not enough. You want to get it off with soap and water. And then they recommend for a couple days afterwards that you just try to keep the spot out of the sun. That doesn't necessarily mean you can't go outside, but definitely reach for a long sleeve t-shirt and put on some good sunscreen because you might be a little bit sensitive to the sun for a couple of days afterwards. If you do get a burn from parsnip, you should generally treat it like a burn, like if you burned yourself on a fire. So keep it dry, keep it clean, keep it covered with like a non-sticky bandage. And then generally, if it's a very large area or if it gets in your eyes, you'll probably want to seek medical attention, especially if it's in your eyes. Rinse it out with a lot of water and then go see a doctor because that can cause some pretty bad problems.
Andy Steffen describes what poison parsnip looks like, how to identify it, and where it commonly grows.
It's most recognizable when it's flowering. It can grow up to 1.5 meters tall, but I find that it usually doesn't around here. It tends to be a little bit more than a meter, but not by much. The flowers are yellow and kind of shaped like an umbrella. If you're familiar with Queen Anne's lace, it sort of looks like a yellow version of that. So with clustered flowers, or if you're familiar with the flowers on dill, it's a very similar looking flower. But the thing is, it only flowers in the second year that it grows. So in the first year, it's just leaves. It grows in sort of a basal rosette, kind of like a dandelion, but bigger. And the leaves are pretty distinctive. It's kind of hard to describe them. I really recommend that people look up what the leaves look like. The best way that I have to describe them is that they are alternate and pinnately compound, which is, I recognize most people don't like follow plant jargon, so I really recommend looking it up. Some people say it looks like celery leaves, but I honestly disagree. So definitely get familiar with what it looks like because it is everywhere around here. Even if this description isn't ringing a bell, is a pretty good likelihood that you've seen it. It really likes to grow in sunny, disturbed places. So think townships ownership in county roads, drainage ditches, pasture edges, fence lines, unpaved shoulders, trail edges, all those sorts of places. They really love ATV trails. The seeds like to get in places. Sometimes when I get home, I find it in my hair and in my clothes and in my boots. So ATV trails, it loves to stick to the ATV and then it gets carried to new and exciting places. But yeah, it's definitely around. Most people haven't been burned by it, probably because it has to be the sap. But I do have an aunt who tried to remove it without gloves, not knowing what it was, and she did not have a good time. So I think it's pretty important that people learn to recognize it.
If you need to remove poison parsnip, Andy Steffen advises covering up with gloves and long clothing to stay safe.
Number one is definitely identification. So if you know what it looks like, it's easier to kind of treat it with a little bit of respect because, yeah, it's sometimes I'm surprised by the places it pops up. And it's good to just kind of keep an eye out. The second most important thing is probably to cover up. If you have a nuisance patch that you really want to remove, I recommend just like full long sleeves, long pants, waterproof gloves. And if you're going to mow it or weed whack it, I really recommend eye protection because the sap can go just everywhere. And I've never gotten it in my eyes, but I hear that it's very unpleasant.
The best way to stay safe from poison parsnip is to know what it looks like and handle it carefully. This has been Rose Kreslow with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.